listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Michael Meyer, manager of LCMS Disaster Response in the Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Meyer, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you, Andy. It's good to be here.
Always fun to have you in studio. We always have a good chat.
Yeah, we do.
Not too long ago, just had a chance to visit on Faith and Family about Camp Courage. And exciting, and have the privilege of reading through the material now. Looking forward to learning more. My wife and I are reading through it. She's a DCE as well, and enjoying reading through the material and seeing how it could be useful to congregations. So that's one of the many things that Disaster Response does. LCMS Disaster Response. You and your team, our director of disaster response, Reverend Ross Johnson and Aaron Nielsen. Are there others on your team that I don't know about that you keep hidden in that office?
Yeah, it would certainly be nice if we did. but as far as official staff here at the Synod, it's the 2.5 of us. I only count Aaron as a half. He does the work of a full person, but we share him with another ministry, with Hispanic ministry and Soldiers of the Cross, and likewise. So we technically only get 50% of his time, although he gives 100%.
He does. He's a hard worker. Well, part of the work that LCMS Disaster Response does is my understanding is to help congregations and districts prepare to respond, to be equipped to respond to disasters. And one of the ways you do that is a conference. Is that right?
Yeah, every year we hold a national disaster conference, typically in the fall, either in September or October. This year it's going to be in October, the 18th through the 20th, so that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to be on the campus of the Fort Wayne Seminary, so Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. We held the conference there a couple of years ago. Really enjoyed it there. Last year we had it at the St. Louis Seminary. We've been going back and forth and all around to try and spread around the locations as far as where we were having it. But it's been a very well-attended conference in the past, and we're looking forward to another one here this October.
What are some things that you've done at the conference in the past that attendees have shared that it's been helpful?
Well, we always typically try and have a good mix of presentations. Mm-hmm. So there will be some presentations that will remind us of kind of those biblical reasons for why we're doing what we're doing, and even some simple ways in which God's comfort and peace can be brought into the midst of disaster and shared with individuals. And then we also go through some very practical things as well, as far as how to put together a disaster response trailer, what that might look like in your congregation, how to put together flood buckets. And this year, and in years past, we've also done case studies. So it's kind of like a historical remembrance of a particular disaster, how the Synod responded in that place at that time, and what were the things we learned from it, as far as what went right, and what might have been done differently.
Sure.
Looking back,
what could we have done better?
In
a similar situation in the future.
Yeah, yeah. And so those will look at things like the tornadoes that were in Pilgrim, Nebraska. We've had case studies on the tornado in Washington, Illinois. We've had case studies on the typhoon in the Philippines, mm-hmm. or the earthquake in Chile. And this year we're going to have case studies we're going to get a follow-up. This is 2 years after the tornadoes in Pilger and 1 year after the tornado in Delmont, South Dakota. And so we're going to get kind of a follow-up from mm-hmm. both of those and updates, because they're still in the process of rebuilding their churches. And Lord willing, the church in Pilger will have a completely new church building, and it'll be finished by the time our conference begins. So that it's kind of marking the end of the response there, at least as far as the rebuilding of the church itself is concerned. And we'll have someone talk about the flooding that happened in South Carolina last year. I was actually called away from the conference last year because of 18, 19 inches of rain were falling in central South Carolina area, right during the middle of the conference. And so the conference continued. Ross was doing a great job of that. And I was asked to deploy to South Carolina to the flooding there, meet with a pastor there and a couple of pastors actually in the congregations. And it was at the same time. It'll be interesting, I think, to bring him to this year's conference and hear from him some of the ways that some of the ways that the church worked together during that time, some of the ways that we might have worked together at the time and could use again in the future.
It seems that flooding has been significant this past year.
Yeah, it's really been all over the place, not in the sense of, you know, a few years ago there was severe flooding in Minot, North Dakota, and that was a kind of river flooding that was brought about by, you know, a lot of snow and ice in the wintertime. The river is kind of log jammed, and they slowly rose in the spring with the spring rains, and so it was a very, very slow flood, and just tens of thousands of individuals in a very small area were affected. But the flooding this year has kind of, it's been as significant, but it's been spread out a little bit more. So it's this neighborhood here, or three homes in a neighborhood here, and four homes in a neighborhood over there. And then it's gone from Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Missouri, Illinois. We've had ours here and right around Christmas week of this last Christmas. And it's just been all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a challenging response in that sense of looking at all those different areas where the flooding has occurred. But in all of these places, the word of God has endured, and we've been thankful for that, and we're doing what we can to uphold it in these places.
What do you hope someone attending this conference will be equipped with after they have attended the conference? Maybe it's their first time attending the disaster conference. What do you hope they'll be equipped with as they walk away?
Well, we hope that they will see how a church responds in a time of disaster, the importance of that. What is the role of the church in a time of disaster? Somewhat over and against the role of maybe simply a humanitarian agency like the Red Cross or the Salvation Army or something like that. And to see how the church, in fact, can be active, supporting local congregations, raising up those individuals and leaders in local congregations, and for those that are returning, it's a good time for them to visit again with acquaintances they've had in years past. And the kind of interaction that we have is really wonderful. And I mentioned the flooding last year in South Carolina. It was handy to have everybody together, because when I deployed to South Carolina, we knew there was flooding issues. There were three or four individuals who had large numbers of prepared flood buckets. And they all volunteered to bring them in. We were able to coordinate the delivery of flood buckets to Columbia, South Carolina, of hundreds and hundreds of flood buckets. And that would have been so much more difficult if we never talked with each other from one district to another. So that the Florida, Georgia district came in and was able to do that. Ohio district was able to do that. Michigan district were able to do that. And because we all know that we're each other, and as far as this response world is concerned, we're all able to stand together and provide really an amazing response that we would never be able to do by ourselves.
All right, you've mentioned flood buckets a couple of times. What's in a flood bucket, and how is it used?
Well, a flood bucket is just simply one of those kind of those 5-gallon buckets that you can get at a home improvement store, and we fill those with some basic cleaning supplies, bleach, rubber gloves, paper towels, mop head. You can't get a whole mop in there with because of the stick. But sponges, and then some devotional materials. And on the outside, we put a little sticker that just says LCMS Disaster Response, or the name of and contact information of the local congregation, whichever one the local congregation is okay with. And then those things are actually handed out to individuals, to families who have had their homes flooded. And you might sit here and think, well, what good is a single gallon of bleach going to do if my whole home is flooded? But the whole point of it is not to not to say that this little bitty bucket is going to make this person's life whole. What it does is that it starts the communication, it starts the relationship with that family, so that we have an opportunity to consistently come back to them and check in with them, see how they're doing. We have those contacts, and I mean, far and away, I have never ever seen in the hundreds that I've seen handed out, I've never seen one of the families say, "Oh, this is nothing. What is this going to do to clean it?" When just that simple token of, "Hey, we're thinking about you. We want to have this. We know it's not much, but we want you to have this as a starter to get you started, and then we want you to know that we are going to be here walking with you through this for the long term." And that just means so much to families as they begin the long and arduous process of cleaning up.
Who has attended the disaster response conference in the past? People, primarily people who want to be prepared, or people who have experienced disasters?
Yes. So we have a large contingency of district disaster response coordinators, mm-hmm. that typically come to each of the conferences. We have other engaged laymen or pastors in disaster response who come to the congregation or come to the conference. But we also have individuals from local congregations or congregations from 500 miles away who have come in the past and say, you know, we want our congregation we don't have a trained volunteer team, but we would like to get the ball rolling for some of these things, and they've sent an individual to participate in that and just see how our church works together in time of disaster. So our participants range the entire spectrum. And then we'll have a seminary professor or two give a brief presentation as well. They'll lead a sectional. So we have that whole range from sim prof through pastors, laymen, engaged, not necessarily engaged, but want to be engaged. So this that whole gamut.
So, you know, a congregation may look at their gifts, their resources, their assets, and think about how they could serve in their community. This might be one very way they could serve in their community, by simply being prepared and ready to respond when a disaster happens in their community.
Yeah, and one of the things that we like to emphasize is that, you know, we are talking about disaster response even when we do our volunteer training, but it's something that frankly can be used any time, whether there's a disaster or not. An understanding of mercy in the church, simple ways that we can help those less fortunate than ourselves. So what we're learning here can be taken into our interaction and relationship with the homebound in our conversation or in our community, or other individuals in the community who are less fortunate, who need extra assistance. Mm-hmm. So how can we take the skills that we learned here and apply them to our entire life as the body of Christ? And the wonderful thing is that the conference itself is free, so there's no cost for attending the conference. The only cost is for an individual to travel to Fort Wayne, and then we've reserved a block of rooms at a reduced rate at a local hotel. And so those are the costs when we actually get to the conference. Those lunches and we have a banquet, those things are covered by our department. We want to be able to make it affordable so that small congregations and large congregations alike are able to send representatives and be there for the conference.
Well, that's great. That's a great way to help us be equipped and prepared for disaster, and well, to be faithful servants, ready to serve when whatever might happen. Yeah,
yeah,
that's great. So how do we register for the conference? How can we find out more about the conference?
Well, we have a link online so you can register online through a program called Reg Online. I could give the really long link and right now, but that would just be probably annoying for most listeners.
I bet we can get to it from lcms.org/disaster.
Yeah, you can get to the link there, or if you have questions, we can email it to you. So you can email us at disaster@lcms.org. That comes to our department, not any place else in the building, although you might think it might, but simply disaster@lcms.org. It comes to us. us, ask us, say, hey, we're interested in the conference. Please send us information. We'll send you an email with the link for how to register.
Very good. And I gather there's other conference information on the lcms.org/disaster website.
Yeah, with the full agenda, all who are the presentations, the beginning and end time, and everything like that. It's all there.
Very good. And all the information on the hotel, how to find it, and all those details.
Yep, yep.
I didn't know you had a banquet. That's great.
We do. In fact, we're having our former director of disaster response, Glenn Merritt, mm-hmm. who retired a couple of years ago now. We're bringing him back in to be the keynote speaker for the the banquet itself.
See, pastors never retire.
It's
they try.
True.
They try, especially when you work in disaster response and doing all this work, all these works of mercy. You never really get to retire, right?
No, you don't. There's always another call. There's always something else that happens that brings you back in.
Well, very good. LCMS.org/disaster. You can find more information there, or the email address.
Disaster@LCMS.org.
So either way, the words disaster and LCMS.org are there. you can find them, get in touch with Pastor Meyer or Pastor Johnson. They'll help you get connected with the conference. It's bound to be a great conference. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us about the 2016 National Disaster Response Conference.
It's my pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the Daily Lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.